Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The show goes fast. I think that's a good sign. I don't know if it goes fast for the listener. I hope it does for you enjoying this or not, but it certainly goes fast for me.
I'm having fun. Tournament helps. We've had our hems and haws back and forth about the tourney as it is. Good place to start.
It is time for McNeil and Parkins to take over the airplane and fly it somewhere else.
I enjoyed the hell out of it. That's what I did.
Thank you. I enjoyed
day four of Bernstein and McKnight today, but I've been pacing around the hallways like a tiger waiting to get out. Man, God, when is it going to be 1 o'clock already? Stuff to say, people to grill, people to admire, people to praise.
An improved voice.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. Don't give him too much credit.
I said improved, but look, it's a weekend's worth of stuff built up in there, right?
Yeah, there is. Well, you know, whether I can talk or not, I'll be here every day this week beginning at 1 o'clock. If I have to help Shepkowski and Tanny on the other side produce the show, I'll be here.
You guys heard that, right? He's going to be here every day this week.
Whatever it takes. That is binding in the state of Illinois.
I'll be your Iron Man. See, here's the thing about it. Tim Doyle, Dan, you agreed with him. So correct on the Virginia head coach, Tony Bennett, and his statements after the game to Tracy Wolfson.
Yep.
Every NFL coach should listen to that. The Mike McCarthys of the world, the Bill Belichicks of the world, and find out how you're supposed to act when you lose in a disappointing fashion.
I thought it was remarkable, and that's when you learn about people. It's in those difficult times, those difficult moments when you see how somebody feels he needs to carry himself. And when you think about being a recruit or being the parent of a recruit, the little things like that, everybody's great when they're front running. But you compare and contrast that with the oily stuff that Krzyzewski does. And when they get upset, what does he do?
Walks into a team's locker room and congratulations. Make sure the television cameras are on as he walks in.
Of course, where he deigns to go bless the opponent that has vanquished him.
Proceed now, young man, and play basketball.
Oh, it's just the worst. And Konzo Martin did that earlier this year, too.
Right.
The Missouri head coach went into the opposing locker room. It's okay. I can descend from the throne, from Mount Olympus, to go in and bestow my blessing upon you. Where that guy that he did what you would expect a real person to do.
And that's on the heels of the biggest embarrassment in college basketball history. He didn't lose on a buzzer beater. He got his ass kicked. They got crushed.
They broke.
They were terrible.
They broke.
Unbelievably bad. UAMBC. It's UAMBC. UAMBC.
He looks like a pig. He makes me want to vomit. Pig vomit. Tony Bennett's he's getting some practice in losing bad tournament games, because that guy wins in the regular season and he wins in the ACC tournament, and he is a great coach and he has done more at that program than anyone should. So anybody talking about firing him at Virginia is a complete idiot. And you saw Boeheim and Coach K and people kind of run to his defense because they hate going up against him. But that doesn't mean I don't celebrate him being out of the tournament, because his style of basketball sucks.
It makes me think of the Billy Beane quote, right, in Moneyball. My stuff doesn't work in the playoffs. I do all this stuff for the entire season long just to make it to this point.
But here's the thing.
Get a team together and it doesn't work.
We know it works in a tougher tournament. It's harder to win the ACC tournament than it is the NCAA tournament. You got to play every single day, and you got to beat Patino and Boeheim and Roy Williams and Coach K, and he wins the ACC tournament, and he gets one seed. So we know that he can win in the tournament. He's just had some – that style of play is susceptible to the team that just gets hot because they don't know how to play from behind.
Your alma mater looks terrific.
For now.
If it's guard play still that wins it, they're going to win the team. They're going to cut down the nets.
But they don't have a point guard. They really don't.
Nobody distributes the ball
very well, though, when he has to.
But nobody gets him into their stuff. It's a very strange and uncharacteristic Duke team. It's just to be a 2-3 zone team, and with those bodies and all that length out there and the ranginess that they have, I understand why they do it, and they're aping a Syracuse team.
Yes. So the fact that those teams are meeting in the Sweet 16 is ridiculous. And Boeheim taught Coach K how to do the 2-3 zone when they did it at Team USA. They did it with NBA players. That's why Boeheim was an assistant picked by Coach K to be on that staff. So it'll be a weird matchup. This Syracuse team is awful.
It just occurred to me. I didn't connect the dots until just now.
Hughes and Duke.
You guys have to have some sort of bet. I mean, something that would make the losers suffer. Something that's
anything
really
to get Dan to bet, I'm down for.
But I don't root for Duke.
If Duke loses, Dan has to wear a Duke shirt.
Yeah,
that's what the bet is. If you lose, you have to wear a Duke shirt.
Is Krzyzewski the reason?
It's part of it, and it's part of what happened with him and the student journalists when I was there.
Okay.
It was much publicized when you really, really saw his true colors, and something for which he's never apologized, which in an absolutely unfathomable treatment of student journalists. And it was really bad. It was a really bad look that gave you a window into how he really thought.
That's interesting. Boeheim's great with student
journalists. I know. And so nobody ever was better than Steve Spurrier, who was there when Krzyzewski was there.
Football.
He was the greatest. Spurrier, you'd sit in his. He would offer you beer.
What year are you? Doesn't matter.
I'm dead serious.
Yeah,
I'm not of age. Well, that's all right. You know, and he'd sit. He'd crack beers with student journalists and let you sit at the press conferences and let you answer questions. But it didn't matter. It wasn't the press that mattered.
Right.
You just happen to be. You know, it's very difficult to.
That's funny that he was
two.
Like that at Duke because it changed when he got to Gainesville. He wasn't quite as accommodating. He was perceived to be one of the more surly guys.
Well, he didn't have to sell
SEC.
As much.
That's correct.
I think now that when you're there, and that's his alma mater, and he's in a position of power. Well, the stuff that Matt Bowen used to talk about with the Redskins, with Washington, was that he was the nicest and most player friendly because he didn't really care if anybody worked very hard.
it was the retirement gig in the NFL.
Yeah, he just said that he would have his golf clubs with him, and they would take train trips just so everybody could drink longer. And the guys had a lot of fun. Okay, so if Syracuse wins, what's the spread of the game?
11.5.
Ooh,
Duke held Syracuse to 44 points 3 weeks ago. It is an absolute miracle that Syracuse beat Michigan State. I'm talking like that. 1 out of 10 they
okay,
win.
There is,
what do you need more than the 11.5?
Okay. He seems to be begging for it.
They're
doesn't
awful.
He?
I'll tell you this.
He's
the 11.5
for 15, but I think.
They should not have made the tournament.
Here's the deal.
They're awful.
Here's the deal. There is a picture of me that I think I initially put on Twitter. There's a picture of me. You can find it somewhere. Of
drinking in college?
A picture of me. No, celebrating the national championship after Duke had won in a Duke sweatshirt. With my very same White Sox hat that Chris Tannehill is wearing today,
the Melito Perez mod.
My Ivan Calderon Melito Perez. Was it Eric King? Was he on the
Eric King? Yes,
Britt Burns. So
boy, he was in his way to the Cy Young in 1990.
I believe I have that sweatshirt. I believe I have it.
Okay.
So do I have to give you the 11.5?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
If I will give you the 11.5, and. If Duke does not cover, if they lose, or if I lose the bet.
I understand how gambling works.
I will wear that sweatshirt.
Okay.
That's not a bet.
We're on camera.
It's a sweatshirt.
I know.
But I get to take a picture of you and
Connor,
tweet it out.
Connor, come on, man. They got to step it up.
I mean, I like the idea of Dan having to do something he so vehemently hates.
No, I don't vehemently hate. I'm proud of my education. I'm proud of my degree. There.
Would you like to wear a McNeil and Parkins sandwich board at the corner of State and Lake?
That's what I'm talking about. You're going to wear
that, something. 15.5.
There's something that would pain you.
Very little wood, unless it's, you know.
Well, then clean his house.
Unless my underpants are too tight.
That kind of time.
Oh, we have all week. The game is until Friday, but we should work out some terms if you're interested.
It is good that we have the benefit of the week, just as I have the benefit of the week to work on my Sister Jean parody song. My voice will be ready to go by the time Loyola bows out.
And okay, so it could be anything here.
Think monkeys.
Cheer up,
yeah.
Sister Jean.
Okay.
Aren't they coming here soon? Isn't Mike and Mickey Dolan?
I have no idea.
Mike Nesmith and Mickey Dolenz are touring.
Boy. away.
And I thought
go
they...
away.
Well, just I let don't go. Know the answer.
They shouldn't
that?
Have toured when they were touring.
I think
years ago.
And Peter Tork had other things to do, and Davy Jones had something other to do because he's dead.
Yes, they will so, be at the Copernicus Center on
yes,
June 14th.
There you go. Wow.
It is sad. If, okay, great you lose venue. The bet, you have to go to the show. That's the bet then.
I like that.
That's what we're sending you. If you lose the bet, you got to go to the damn show.
Yeah. In a Duke sweatshirt.
That's it. Wait, that's the bet. You have to go see what's left of the Monkees.
I have to go see the Monkees
and live tweet it
while wearing a Duke sweatshirt.
I like that bet.
I'll take it.
Okay, deal.
Okay.
Does that mean I have to go? Who are the Monkees?
No, we'll figure out something new. We got all week on that.
I'll never forget getting to the Copernicus Center. For the only time I've ever been there years ago, my then young daughter was in a play. And you know how it is when you go see your kids and stuff. It's just
excruciating.
Know, pageants and graduations. And Rosner gave me this advice years ago. He said, "Oh my God, bring a flask." he always said, "And I, you know, I'm not going to bring a flask." But I get to the Copernicus Center and I walk in, and there's concessions with huge bottles of vodka.
What?
Yes, like some Polish vodka I'd never heard of. And like, oh, Sky Point. We're gonna make
the same
it.
Job.
Yeah, we're gonna make it through. It's gonna be okay.
That's awesome.
Everything's gonna be fine. But I will go see Mike and Mickey.
That's what you gotta do.
That's a good bet.
At the June Copernicus 14th. Center on June 14th.
That'd be a painful show for me. I don't. I mean, I'd make it if I lost the bet. I'd show, but I'm glad I'm not involved.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rory McIlroy, shut up and play, or PGA, do something about this. Pick a lane.
As long as it's not during his swing.
Yeah, I don't care.
If it's just him walking to a hole somewhere.
What if he's digging in on the tee box, going through his whole pre-swing routine?
They're already stopping. I mean, that's already against the rules, right? I mean, you see the guys with the quiet sticks up there, and everybody who's volunteered from the local range comes out.
I think it would be much more interesting if people were able to cheer at golf tournaments.
You want the Happy Gilmore golf tournament.
Like,
yeah.
I know it'll never happen,
no.
But I think it would be much more fun if they would lighten it up just a little.
As long as my Red Wing Blackbird isn't there bedeviling me, people can yell whatever they want. Because as long as I don't
No one's heckling you.
Yeah. Well, my son is.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Pretty mercilessly.
Really?
Oh, God. Well, that's our rule. I mean, our rule is when the two of us are on the golf course, all bets are off. You can say anything to me, and I will not assume it's disrespectful. You can MF me.
You won't block him.
I won't mute him. I won't block him.
Spam.
I said, when we're out there, all bets are off, you know, obviously within some kind of reason. You don't want you joking about your own mother. But we're on the last hole. He's about 40 yards short of the green, and he's got a new set of clubs, so he's learning what everything does and what he can do. So he takes it. I said, "What are you going to do?" He said, "I'm going to bump and run." I said, "Okay, so you're going to 8-iron?" He goes, "No, I'm going to bump and run with a 5-iron." I said, "You can't bump and run with a 5-iron because you can't stop the ball. You can't get enough backspin on it." And he said, "I know what I'm doing. I'm the golfer. It's my choice, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong."
Wow.
But I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to let the hill stop the ball with a 5-iron. And I said, "Okay." I said, I would love to see this. And click, 2 feet from the pin.
With a putting stroke.
Well, yeah.
With a putting stroke, you can
back
make that shot.
Yep. Yes. But with a 5-iron, and it hit, and it checked, and it sat right there. And I said, "You little..." And he turns around and drops the club. It gives me the full double bird with the dance. And he just gives me that. And I said, "Okay."
How old?
Feeling it.
13.
Nice. Nice.
If you can't do it on the golf course, when can you do it?
No, that's when you should be able to do it to your dad, of course.
So that's kind of the whole point of things. So anyway, what do you guys got coming up today?
We're going to qualify someone for Cubs season tickets at some point over the course of the 5 hours. Our only guest as of now is Ron Coomer at 3 o'clock because Mac watched some spring training baseball.
I have a man crush on Victor Caratini. I have to share this. I think Coomer's the right guy.
Of all the people you were going to name.
Strapping Puerto Rican
Good
catcher.
Lord.
Yeah, we're working on Frank Martin. We're hoping that he's going to join the show. I used to cover his teams at K-State. I think he's fantastic.
I like what you tweeted too. I like regarding Rick Barnes.
Oh, dude.
You said
Rick Barnes was a cash cow in the Big 12. It was amazing going up against that guy. Big 12 because I mean, you had Bob Huggins and Bill Self and Frank Martin and Fred Hoiberg and Lon Kruger, and then there's sorry ass Rick Barnes just not covering spreads. He didn't know what he was doing. doing? He couldn't run an inbounds play. His team's never played up to their seed. He lost in the second round of the tournament with T.J. Ford and Kevin Durant. Like, this guy was a cash cow in the Big 12.
When his team, when Porter Mosier switched to the most basic 2-3 zone, and everybody on Tennessee stood around there with their hand like,
he doesn't coach in games.
They had no concept.
His whole strategy is just recruit athletes, which is actually like the right way to recruit college basketball. But once the game starts, he doesn't know that you're still allowed to coach. Like, they have these things called timeouts and plays and offensive sets, and I've never seen a Rick Barnes team use one. So he was – I don't really watch a ton of SEC basketball, so I don't really have the opportunity to bet against him. But when I covered the Big 12, it was a beautiful thing. So we'll be talking some basketball of the tournament.
Golf.
We're going to talk a lot of golf.
Golf.
The NFL.
Tiger, again, there he came yesterday afternoon.
Yep. Now it's all about, like, treat it like the preseason. We want no news. No news between now and the Masters. He didn't tweak something in a practice run. Like, the only news that could come out between now and Augusta would be bad about Tiger.
Dan Hicks yesterday had the cream rising to the crop. Unfortunately.
All right, so
weren't rolling.
We have the Dan Hampton de facto cream of the class, if you will. And I won't. But the cream rising to the crop.
To the cream.
Ah, yes. That's what you want.
I have an unnecessary, unrealistic dislike for Dan Hicks.
Why?
I don't know why. Maybe because he sounds too much like Jim Nance.
Those are the best kind of
dislikes. I don't like
the ones you can't explain.
You can't explain.
Those are the best kind.
Married to Hannah Storm? Dan Hicks?
Dan Hicks, is he?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Right? No idea.
No clue.
Nothing, no back. I'm pretty.
That sounds like it's
sounds like something Dan Hicks would do.
I don't know if that makes you like him more or dislike him more, but we will turn this over to you, and we'll be listening on the way to wherever we are going. It is McNeil and Parkins to bring you through the afternoon on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.